The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the lunch break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right. I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What up, y'all? Welcome, 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 welcome. Happy Monday! It is your boy, Ray Nitti, and my co-host, maybe Shannon, and you are now listening to the award-winning 1017 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break crew, Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound, man. We got a full day. It is voting eve, Shannon. It is voting eve.
Oh, and all through the city.
All through the city. Right.
Everybody tucked in, got their voter outfit on. What y'all wearing to the polls?
Straight up. Xavier put me in a headlock earlier. We got in a little scuffle. It's like
being abused over there.
Put me in a political headlock. But we hugged it out. We hugged it out, man. I think people are just election fatigued right now, man. And you know, I'm just ready for tomorrow so I could cash my vote. Bow, build our Wisconsin. Y'all know where I stand.
Build our Wisconsin.
Man, Shannon, how was your weekend, man?
You know, I worked all weekend. Everything feels like one long day at this point. It's been a weekend. I actually got my nails done with my daughter or whatever, too, though. So, like, I found time in between for life's little pleasantries, you know? You know what I'm saying? So, that was cool.
You said you got your nails done with your daughter.
Yeah.
I thought she said she got her nails done with her dog for a second. I was like, all right, Shannon. Now you're
just
taking
the flex
too far.
Oh, my God. I low-key was just about to say I'm ordering her some nail polish, too.
Mm. See?
Are you out of your damn mind?
They got doggy nail polish. And she like her feet rubbed, so she'll let me paint them.
I wish you could see Brother Z face right now looking at the...
Really?
My dog do like her feet rubbed. She is a princess.
She don't got feet. She got paws.
It's her feet. After a long day of chasing stuff, she like her little paws rubbed. Is that okay with you, paws? Okay.
Somebody come and look at this.
Oh, man, Shannon, we got to...
How was your weekend? How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty interesting. I played in the Bronzeville local legends softball game to wrap up Bronzeville week. We won. Obviously, Team Ray Hill won. Yep. Shouts out to Team Ray Hill. We played against G from G's Clippers and his team. It was a good game, though, man. It was a good game. They made it very interesting. We won by 1 point, too. We won by 1 point.
Like, you blew them out the water. We won. I was like, okay, y'all was getting down.
No, it was a good game. We was up, like, 13-5. Then they tied it up and went up 2. You know what I'm saying? And we came back and went up two again, and then they got in within one in the last inning, and then we shut it down, man. We held it down. We held
y'all
it down, Shannon.
Y'all have to do.
We did.
I like that.
Then we were supposed to do a Swing Out the Vote event with Erica Crowley on Sunday, but that at Rose Park.
Okay.
And that got rained out, unfortunately. Wow. Speaking of Rose Park.
It's been a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's been a lot of rain. Speaking of Rose Park, rest in peace to Ray Nixon. We lost a great, great, great person in the family, the Rose Park family. So prayers out to his family. And we send our condolences out to Ray Nixon and his family, man. We lost somebody very, very important in the city, man, especially in the softball community. Rose Park will not be the same without him. So if you know the family, please shoot them a text, call. Just let them know that the city loves them, man, because they're going through some hard times right now. We got a pretty full show, Shannon. I'm going to give folks the quick rundown. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry. Tell them where they can find us, Shannon, before we give them the rundown of what's on the menu today.
We just got right into it.
I know, right?
Well, if you are listening now on the radio, you can head over to YouTube and watch us live in studio. We are at 1017 The Troop on YouTube. Join the chat. Watch us live. If you have questions, comments, concerns, and you just want to join the conversation, you can call us at 833-212-1017. You can also text that number. We do read the text messages. If you guys would like to as well, follow your hosts. We have Ray Nitty at Ray Nitty, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, across all platforms. And then me, maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N, across all platforms, and join the Lunch Break Crew on Facebook, okay? Make sure you guys join us. Join some conversations after we're done with Lunch Break. We're on Facebook at The Lunch Break. Y'all don't want to miss this. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, get you a big scoop. Come get seconds.
Two scoop special.
Straight up. So, on today's show, y'all, we got a pretty full show. Hopefully, we get through it all today. We're going to talk about a flock camera error. You sent me this, Shannon. A lady was wrongfully stopped. I think they said the car was wanted in a Milwaukee homicide investigation, and she was stopped on the highway. We'll get into that. Then, speaking of flock cameras, somebody that we interviewed earlier on the Lunch Break, Eagle Sports Range, they rip out Shannon A flock cameras. You sent me that too. So
yeah, a lot of flocking going on.
What the flock is going on?
I like that. I'm gonna have to use that, right? That's a good one.
You like
what
that
the flock?
What the flock?
Yeah.
Who's looking at me? Then we have the governor's race tomorrow. It is important that we get out and go vote. I know people are expecting turnouts to be low, but I think we about to do something special in the city tomorrow. I think it's going to be a great, 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 great day tomorrow. Good luck to everybody in the race. Much respect to everybody in the race. Y'all know where I stand. Build our Wisconsin, bow, vote Crowley. Then we want to talk about Kyle Wallace. He had a take on, is Crowley really establishment? And he was very, very passionate about it. And it raised some questions. It raised some questions to me. And I was hoping I bumped into Kyle before we got on the radio, because I wanted to ask some questions before I just said some things. But you know, he's very, very passionate. And obviously, you know, we do some digging. And I remembered an old clip. And I think I figured out what it was.
You got that clip, Ray?
You know what? I might send it to Zach. It was actually a clip when he was on The Truth, too. So it was a clip when he was actually on The Truth. So I think I figured out where a lot of this, you know.
Animosity.
I ain't even gonna use that word. That's not a fair word. I'm gonna just say energy.
Okay.
I think I'm understanding where his energy is coming from towards our county executive, but we'll get into that. But I want to talk about, you know, establishment and the word and so forth. And I think people, Crowley said, you know, it was a slur. And I think people misunderstood what he meant by that. And I understand why people would misunderstand that, because as Black people, we got to say things a certain way so it's not perceived a certain way, right? So we'll get into that as well. And to be clear, a lot of people are saying he said racial slur. He never said it was a racial slur. He said it was a slur.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that as well. Then, Shannon, we got right. Then we got
all racial now.
You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes we have not sometimes. Also, we have Jordan Roman, candidate for state assembly in District 12. That's actually my district, where I live. So we'll have him in studio, if I'm not mistaken. And what else we got? Yeah, I think that's what we got for today, Shannon. Shannon, what else you got for us today? A full plate.
I do have the TikTok news, but I'm feeling like we might not get to that. Should we start with that or should we end with it? I think we should end with it.
How much time we got before break, real quick, Brother Z?
I mean, depends on what we're doing here.
If we go into our TikTok, our appetizer.
TikTok news might be. All right. How much time? You said it depends on what we do.
He said do it after break.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, we'll get into it after break, y'all. But yes, we did want to remind everybody that today is the day before Election Day. And Crowley got a big rally today too. So if you need somebody said shouts out to the chat, man. Young Money in the building. A lot of officers in Georgia got fired for stalking people with the Flock cameras. You also said Kodak Black.
That happened in Milwaukee, too.
No flocking. Okay. Kodak Black got a song called No Flocking?
Yeah, you don't know it?
I don't, actually.
That's crazy.
Come on, man.
What if you hear it? He probably know it if he hear it.
No, he literally just said he doesn't know it, and I believe him. So
yeah, I now, if I heard the song, I probably just don't know it as No Flocking, but I would like to think that I don't know the song. But, you know.
You don't want to know it.
No, I ain't going to say I don't want to know it. You know.
My name's Kodak, but I still. If you see me, I'm Wayne.
Oh, that's a song?
No, that's just.
No.
Oh, that's something he said.
That's just Kodak Black. That's a skill of mine. Sorry! My ADHD taking over.
I'm just saying, man.
I got to show you that clip. See, it feels like we explained. Like, right, come on now.
I saw the clip. I'm asking, was that part of the song? I know the clip where he says, I'm going to have if you see me, I'm white. I've seen that clip. I'm just asking, did it come from that song? Damn. Speaking of aging myself.
Why you had to mimic it like that? It was you mimicking me, mimicking him.
And for the record, I just found out today, not today, yesterday, I'm actually 42. I thought I was 43, but I'm 42. So Amanda told me I was 42. Yeah.
What would you do without her, Ray?
I don't know. I sent y'all the picture of her.
We thought socks was the problem. Man, I didn't even know his age without her. Oh, my God.
I had to ask. I was like, am I 42 or 43? I didn't even bother doing the math on it. But yeah, man, Shannon. What, Shannon? What? I see you got Beyonce out today.
I am happy. I know that's right. No, but I'm happy. Listen, you probably like, where's my birth certificate? Where's my sock? Where's my key? Who's my doctor?
I saw somebody put that in the chat. I saw somebody
put it in the chat.
I don't know, whatever it was, it got deleted. But, you know, I'm on that today, so try me if you want. Try me if you want today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is Ray Nitti and Baby Shannon.
Educators Credit Union is more than a place to manage your money. They're where your financial possibilities take shape. They're more than transactions. They're conversations about your financial goals. More than...
What up, y'all? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. You are now listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, Shannon, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling all right. You know, it's Monday. It's Monday. It's a Monday, but we doing great.
Man.
We're making it.
Man, you know, I was so caught up in the what's the name? I didn't use the restroom on this dang on break. Oh. I had to do it on the next one. You know, I'm 42 now. 15. So, you know, bladder is not as
well. You a little younger now than what you originally thought, so it should be better than last week.
You know, 42, 40. What'd she say? Knocking on Kyle, no one is listening. Chat. Can't no numbers. Months later, Crowley Lapdog. You got no impact, influence. Vote for anybody but Crowley. Spell right first, Cat. You can't even spell it right. You can't even spell it right, Cat.
They show up very often. Like, if you don't like us, like, wouldn't you think you just, like, not engage?
And the funny part is, you see how quick they knock it. I ain't knocked nobody. All I said, it was a topic. About the position.
They be sitting waiting.
That's all I said. I'm just talking about the position. Spell right first before you get on here. Don't get banned now. Anyway, Shannon, what you got on the appetizer for us today? Because I'm on that today. I'm on it today. I'm on one with anybody.
Clock it.
And we're going to talk about the establishment stuff, too. Go ahead.
Hello?
Screenshot that post, Zach, before they take it down. Because that's the slur part that we be talking about. They say establishment, and they say, oh, it's not a... But they follow it up with so much bigotry. Establishment lapdog. Establishment coon. Sorry, Shannon. Take us to the appetizer.
Perfect example just kind of laid itself
sometimes,
out.
Sometimes the segments write themselves. Go ahead, Shannon.
I know, that's right. Perfect timing. So, anywho, as far as TikTok goes, I know we started kind of diving into my TikTok news or my TikTok rabbit holes. And if you've been scrolling lately, you've probably noticed Lindsay Clancy's case has been showing up over and over again on the For You page. Clancy is currently on trial in Massachusetts. I can't say that. Massachusetts, you know, Massachusetts, yeah, that place, for the deaths of her three children. And what started as a horrific story about a mother accused of killing her children has now turned into a much bigger conversation online about postpartum mental illness, medication, and medical care and criminal responsibility. So this is what makes the case so complicated. Clancy's defense isn't denying that she killed her children. The central question is whether she was criminally responsible because of the severe psychiatric condition her defense says she was experiencing at the time. Her medical history has become a major part of the trial. Stick a pin in that, because her medical history, basically that's what the trial is pretty much, like that's what they're banking on, her medical history. We're hearing about her depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, severe insomnia, psychiatric hospitalizations, and complicated medication history involving multiple doctors. The prosecutors are also presenting evidence that complicates that narrative. One psychiatrist who saw Clancy the day before the killing testified that Clancy did not appear psychotic and did not express suicidal ideations or homicidal intentions during that appointment. So this is not a simple question of did she have mental health problems. The real question is how severe was her mental illness at the time, and did it make her incapable of understanding what she was doing if what she was doing was criminally, she was going to be criminally responsible for. And so as far as the TikTok obsession with the case, social media isn't just discussing evidence, but now they're kind of forming teams, right? People are basically, some people are saying the medical system and the mental health system failed Lindsay. Others are now questioning the husband, because as you hear this trial, you hear that the husband, she literally, like, the evidence that's being laid out is like she was fighting for her life. Like, mental health is like deteriorating. She's telling everybody around her, I don't know reality from like fake anymore. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like having these suicidal thoughts. I'm barely sleeping. She's telling family members. She's going to the doctor. She's trying to get medical help. Like, she has an extensive record of going to the hospital multiple times, taking stays at the hospital. But then you have a husband that's taking ski trips and taking flights to New York and leaving her with these kids, even though she's telling him, I'm losing my mind. You've got this same man. First of all, this happened in 2023. He is now married with a child on the way and an existing baby by this woman. The same man that fired the nanny at some point during all of this while Damn. She's saying she's drowning and going crazy. His own parents testified that they told him, we take the kids, and he denied them. So it makes people wonder what's really going on in this situation. And she could barely even talk when the police found her because of her injuries after she tried to, quote unquote, end herself. So some people are even saying they think he might have done it, and she was so out of it that she just believed she did it. It's a lot of speculation going on. People are questioning the husbands. They're questioning the doctors and the treatment she's received. Some people online has even gone further in questioning if she should be considered responsible at all with all this evidence coming out. But this is where we're going to slow down, because the TikTok stuff, yeah, it's interesting and people are taking a deep dive. But while everybody is talking about Clancy, another Massachusetts mother's case has been brought up again. Her name is Latarsha Sanders. Sanders was convicted of killing her two sons in 2018. And just days ago, while this Lindsey Clancy trial is going on, the highest court overturned those convictions and ordered a new trial after ruling the relevant psychiatric medical records had been improperly excluded from her original trial. It's important to note, this mother is a Black woman. And she also had an extensive mental health history, but I think she got charged with like two counts of murder. And it's what's really messed up is the judge who presided over Sanders' original trial is also presiding over Lindsey Clancy's trial. Both cases involved mothers accused of killing their children. Both involved questions about severe mental illness and criminal responsibility. And both involve a courtroom having to decide how much weight should be given to the psychiatric evidence. So I have a little clip that kind of explains Latarsha's incident a little more, or what she went through. So I'll let you guys listen to this.
I need you to be obsessed with Latarsha Sanders. It seems like the entire universe is obsessed with the Lindsey Clancy trial, and I love that energy, and I need you to give it to the Black woman who is in a very, very similar circumstance. Latarsha Sanders was Lindsey Clancy before Lindsey Clancy. In 2018, Latarsha Sanders was 43 years old. She's a Black woman. She lived in Brockton, Mass, in an apartment with her two young children. In the months and weeks and years before the murders, Latarsha suffered a lot of mental health incidents and crises. Like Lindsey Clancy, in 2018, Latarsha murdered her two youngest children. Immediately, and in a tale as old as time, the news coverage and the way people talked about the case was just marred with racism. Immediately, the media promulgated these rumors that Latarsha had used voodoo. I'll note here that Latarsha's oldest child has said they're not Haitian and they don't practice voodoo. Latarsha's psychiatric symptoms continued and got worse post the murders while she was in custody pre-trial, and it got so bad that prison officials or jail officials decided that she needed to be involuntarily committed. There, she was diagnosed with schizotypical personality disorder, whereby patients, quote, experience distorted views of reality, superstitions, and unusual behavior. But while the public reacted with like immense support and kindness towards Lindsey Clancy, which is great, that did not happen for Latarsha. There were never any support letters for Latarsha, but Lindsey Clancy got more than 40. And while Latarsha's GoFundMe was ultimately shut down, Lindsey's amassed more than $1 million. And then there's the prosecution of it all, right? The prosecutor's own psychiatric expert determined that Latarsha was in, quote, the throes of paranoid schizophrenia at the time of the murders, but still, the prosecution went on to file two first-degree murder charges. Prosecution behaved deplorably. They tried to convince the all-white jury that LaTarsha had been faking her psychiatric symptoms, that she was, quote, evil and playing, quote, the crazy card. Prosecution also tried to convince the jury that LaTarsha killed her kids because she thought that killing them would give her a book deal that would then make her rich and famous. And don't even get me started on the judge in this case, who incidentally is the same judge in the Lindsay Clancy trial. And in this case, there were thousands upon thousands of medical records attesting to the fact that LaTarsha was clearly suffering from psychiatric diagnoses, and the judge decided to keep those out. But yesterday, we got really good news from the highest court in Massachusetts. The Supreme Judicial Court threw out the two murder convictions against LaTarsha based on the fact that the judge, Judge Sullivan, who's in the Lindsay Clancy trial, should not have kept out all of those medical records. Now it's up to the prosecutor to decide to initiate a new trial to file new charges. And I think he probably will. Which is all to say that this case is insanely nuts. It's evidence first of how racialized the criminal legal system is. It's also demonstrative of how, like, deplorable and harmful prosecutors can be. And finally, it reveals to us how often, right, these mental health crises are relegated to the criminal legal system. This is a case you need to watch, so let's cover it together.
All right, so with that being said, it leaves the question, does race affect how one receives sympathy? Does class affect the access to mental health treatment? And does the way a woman looks, speaks, or fits our idea of what a good mother looks like influence how we interpret their behavior? So that's a question TikTok can't answer. And I just wanted to throw that to you guys after we come back from break.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome, 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 welcome. You are now clocked in on your lunch break with Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down on the production and sound, man, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling all right. How you feeling?
I'm turnt, Shannon. I'm turnt up.
Yeah, listen, I'm ready. I'm ready to get into, listen.
That was some wild stuff in that first that was a thick appetizer.
That was a thick one. I want the thick one.
I want the That's why they can't take us.
It's 12:30 in the afternoon. Relax.
It's a lunch break, man.
Thick, but what's on their lunch plate?
Exactly. They want the thick one. They want the thick steak. They want the thick grits. They want the listen. We do this all day.
Hey, man. How y'all doing, man? Shouts out to the chat. Shouts out to everybody in the chat. Strawberry Passion, Young Money, Jasmine West, Biko Baker, Cat. What's up, Cat? Young Money, Wisco J. Shouts out to everybody in the chat, man. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it, mm-hmm. keep it moving, right?
Let's do it.
Wrongfully stopped the flock camera error. We're going to make this real quick. Amber Newell, a Milwaukee area woman, was pulled over at gunpoint twice in 1 week. That's crazy. First in Milwaukee, then again days later on I-94 in Waukesha County by Brookfield Police. After a flock license plate camera falsely flagged her car in connection with a Milwaukee homicide investigation. The second stop on Thursday, August 6, involved multiple Brookfield police officers with weapons drawn. Video shows a passenger hands out the window in compliance. When Brookfield contacted MPD, MPD said they no longer needed the car or its occupants, meaning the alert should have already been cleared. MPD says this was not a flock technology malfunction. It was a personnel error. Staff failed to remove the wanted vehicle alert from the flock system after the investigation no longer needed that car. Brookfield Police Chief Christopher Garcia says his officers' actions were consistent with the information they had, meaning nobody at Brookfield PD is being held responsible. The failure point was entirely on the Milwaukee side. Newell described the lasting trauma. I haven't been asleep since this has happened. Every time I close my eyes, all I can see is guns. She said both. And she and her daughter are now scared to drive her car. I will be too. This isn't isolated. Right. Two Milwaukee PD officers have separately faced legal trouble this year for misusing flock access, including one case where an officer used the system to track a woman he was romantically involved with. Man.
That's insane. Wild. We talk about all the time how like we have these anxieties being pulled over. Can you imagine being a woman and being pulled over? Well, twice in 1 week with guns, drawn?
With guns.
Like, bro, what? Like, and then like they kind of like brush it off like oopsie daisy, but we know all too well how like situations escalate so easily when it comes to like black and brown communities, even when somebody isn't in the wrong. So like one false move, like even though she actually didn't do anything wrong, it could have ended her life. Like that's not like a just a oops, we messed up, sorry, clerical error. Like, first of all, what? Excuse me?
Right. Just saying, we don't got nothing to do with that. Milwaukee PD should have took you off the list.
But why was she even on the list? I'm like wondering, how does that happen? And then it makes me wonder too, like with all these misuse of like flock technology, like if somebody just don't like you at the police department, they could just really make your life hard.
Right.
Oopsie. And press the button. Wanted for murder. Oopsie daisy. Wrong person.
Man.
He was already stalking his ex, that other man. They could do plenty stuff. And then it begs the question, all this stuff happening, they can't find missing children, they can't find this and that, but they busy using the flock cameras to harass their girlfriend.
Plot twist, they can't find them because they're the one that's taking them.
Ooh, said they can't find them because, he said they can't find them because they're the ones that are taking them.
Clock that T.
Man, I don't know, man. Robert Lance said, you saw, hey, I say man a lot. So y'all gonna be intoxicated on y'all lunch break if y'all play that game. I'll be on here like man.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this.
He said, take a shot.
Jazz said it's flock harassment. That's what it is. Look, you were supposed to add a man.
Man. It's like y'all at like 15 shots already today. That's not a game I recommend y'all play.
That ain't gonna even get me nowhere. Look.
So 15 shots ain't gonna get you nowhere, Shannon? Is that what you just said?
I said I got a little Oh my God. I said I have a shooter in my possession. I was like,
why?
15 shots.
Why do you have a shooter in your possession?
In my studio, I like to keep it comfy. I got liquor. I got water. I got snacks. I got it all. I got a little TV right here. I got a show. I got to give y'all a little room tour one day. My mini fridge is equipped, okay?
Man, I did hear.
Look, y'all talking about playing the game, and look who ready, who prepared. Y'all ain't got shots over there.
I did hear Sherwin had not a whole show, but it was a show where they was on here taking some shots. Was you around for that, Brother Z?
No, you can't drink on the air. That's against the FCC rules.
Oh, okay. Maybe it wasn't on air.
No, what Sherwin was saying is that he was kicking it at the Third Street Market Hall during a different time frame.
Got it.
The host that was on air made him come in the studio not knowing he was already partaking in libations.
Got it.
So he came on the air already feeling comfortable.
You see how that works? When somebody say something that ain't right and then somebody come through with the actual facts, you just let the facts ride.
You listen.
You feel what I'm saying? You don't just say goofy stuff.
Don't judge.
You feel what I'm saying?
Just to win the argument.
I wasn't there. You know, right, just to prove a point or to hate on somebody.
It's like, no, I want to win this. Like, no, I'm open to intelligent conversation and rebuttals, but you know.
So, moving right along, speaking of flock, right, like we said, we had a guest on, Eagles Sports Range. Well, they said to hell with these cameras. To hell with flock. They said we taking them out. We don't care what the contract says, we removing the flock cameras. So they took it out, and they said flock refused to take the cameras out because they asked them to remove it at first, and flock was like, no, citing this contractual obligations to keep them installed.
So August 8th, the range took matters into their own hands. Staff went up on a ladder and physically removed all three cameras themselves and posted it on social media. General Manager Syed Jabir said plainly,
yep.
We don't really care about a contract. We care more about the privacy of our customers and everyone else who comes onto the property. He said the range will deal with Flock and the contract on our own time. So, they said, notably, the cameras had only been used once in 2 years to actually help an investigation, a stolen firearm case from the range's parking lot. It's a thin track record relative to the privacy concerns raised. So, Eagle is like, nah, we don't care what the contracts say. We taking it out.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, though. If you just violating people, privacy, taking.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
or it's becoming more of a headache for people, like where people are gaining this huge distrust for the system.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Because, like, I saw somewhere where he was saying that they got the cameras because they were like, oh, okay, this should help with safety. It should help the public. It should help us feel more safe and, you know, and protect us. But when you see all these stories about how people can't even trust these systems and how they're being used with ill intent, it's like, is the juice worth the squeeze, you know?
Right.
They decided it ain't. They got on them ladders. They did right. They did right by their customers.
I respect it. They said they taking it down. Well, that's what the Flock was going on with that.
Bruh.
We got time to slide into this next segment, or we need to go to break? All right. Don't go anywhere, y'all. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon, alongside DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
I want the thick one. 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 I want the thick one.
What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey. We punched in on the lunch break right now. Hey, hey, this is Ray Nitti. Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound, man. 833-212-1017, that's the number to call, man. Tomorrow is election day. You see what I got on. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is, man. Tomorrow is election day. Tomorrow, August 11th. Like I said, y'all, I think the race has been between two people. It should have been between two people the whole time. I got my thoughts on the whole Democratic Party and everything, a lot of the things that they're doing now and so forth. You know, I think tomorrow a lot of people are going to be surprised. With either outcome, I think tomorrow is going to be a surprise for folks. And I've made the case. Everybody keep talking. Not everybody. A few selected people keep talking this Francesca Hong stuff. And I asked y'all. People ask me all the time, Shannon, what has Crowley done? Then I show them. Then I ask, what has Francesca done? They can't show me. They tell me to go research it, which I find very disrespectful. You want me to answer about the person I'm supporting. But when I ask you about the person you supporting, you can't tell me what they did.
Google it.
So that's what I did. I went and Googled what she did. In 6 years, she has gotten one bill successfully through the assembly.
Bruh.
In 6 years, out of 248 tries. So stop messing. Stop. Just stop it. She's not working right now. She just in there sitting down. Nothing is getting done. One bill got passed in 6 years. And now we've already made the case, oh, it was a Republican-led assembly and so forth. Crowley, in the same Republican-led assembly, with 10 more Republicans than she had, got four times the work done in half the years. So stop it. All right? All right? Young Money, can you tell me, Young Money in the chat, tell me what Francesca Hong has done. You can't, because she ain't did nothing. I already looked. All right? I could give you a list of everything County Executive David Crowley did. I could give you a list. I gave y'all the list. All right? And let's talk about this establishment
thing, right? And people was knocking, mm-hmm. knocking him. People was all like, oh, you knocking this person without blah, blah, blah. And like, oh, but you knocking somebody who has done the most out of all the candidates to actually get things done. If you just don't like somebody, say you don't like them. But don't lie and act like this ain't the most qualified, the most established candidate in the race. They can't act like he not. He's done literally 100 times more work than anybody in the race. And then we talking flip-flop. I'm tired of I had to turn my comments off. No, don't tell me what she supports. Tell me what she's done in 6 years. Nothing. Because you could tell me what you're going to do over and over and over again. But when I see that all of these things that you support, you have not gotten it done yet in 6 years. Not even a hearing. Not even a hearing. So how is this person going to all of a sudden be governor and now all of a sudden these policies go through? That's not how it works. That's not how it works. And they say, I tell you what she supports. Medicare for all, being the main one. Don't look past, don't look to the past, look toward the future.
You can see, you can support things. I support a whole lot of things and I have a lot of dreams and visions, but you have to also be realistic about what's going to happen and what's been getting done.
100%. And that's a BS excuse. Don't look to the past, look towards the future. I thought the saying was, your past tells you where you're going in the future. And the past says she ain't going no damn where. That's what the future says. I ain't talking about things I'm making up. I ain't talking about things people said. I'm talking about work actually done. Work actually completed. You don't give people a raise for not completing a job or getting a job done. Moving on.
Or just having the dream to do a job.
Moving on.
Like, oh, well, I have support. I support this. Okay, raise.
So I want to talk about the whole establishment thing, right? I want to talk about the whole establishment thing. Because Crowley said, he takes it as a slur. And people said, oh, he takes it as a racial slur. That's not what he said. He never said he took it as a racial slur. But he says he takes it as a slur. And what people fail to realize, so once again, shouts out to Brother Kyle Wallace. Shouts out to Brother Kyle Wallace for being very passionate about County Executive David Crowley. But then I had to understand, like, where is this coming from? Because I looked at the podcast. He had a bunch of people on there. I didn't hear no questions. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed that part. But I didn't hear no questions about what are these folks going to do for black families in the worst state to raise black families in. But it's all this energy about establishment this, establishment that, establishment this. Oh, he is this. He is that. He is. What you mad at, bro? And come to find out, this was on Truth website, by the way. This ain't nothing I heard. This is on Truth website. He had an issue. He took an issue with bro about something with a boat slip. Something about it happened at the boat dock. And I'm still waiting to hear the full story of what really happened. Because you know it is one. But we get so passionate and loud. And what people forget, right? People leave out. People leave out. Like, yeah, the word establishment is not a slur. But stop acting blind like you don't see all the bigotry that follows the word establishment. So much so, Brother Z Shannon had to delete some of the racist bigotry out of the comments. When people say, oh, the establishment puppet, the establishment coon, the established Miss Cat, just lap dog, whoever Cat is, I don't know if it's a woman or a dude. Lap dog. Mm-hmm. We ignore all the bigotry that follows the word establishment and just hold on to the establishment. And I take problem with that. because it's happening to me. Oh, you one of those coons. Shut the hell up. You B.A. Mm-hmm. coon. Sitting yep. on Massa's lap. Establishment puppet sitting on Massa's lap. Yeah, that's when it becomes real slurry. And we can act like we don't yep. see it. You can act blind as if you don't see it. Right, Shannon? My bad, Shannon. What'd you say?
No, I just said, but they're dog whistles. You know exactly what people are meaning and what they want to say.
Exactly. He said, it's not coming from truth, not emotional friendship. Mr. I was voting for Crowley, even if he dropped out. Mr. I would, I don't even know what you're talking about, Guru. I don't know what you're talking about.
He was still on the ballot if you were listening, Guru.
Bruh.
Exactly.
Dumb, dumb.
But Guru know it's love.
Keep up.
Guru know it's love. And he also know Francesca ain't got nothing done in 6 years. Let's talk about that. Everybody got all this, all the flip-flopping. Y'all had all this flip-flopping stuff to say. Now she don't want to abolish the Senate. Now she, Thanksgiving is her favorite holiday. Now.
Don't defund the police. Because that's what she was saying at first, too, right?
I'll give you that, Young Money. I'll give you that. If establishments were doing their job, they wouldn't be facing it. I'll give you that. 100%. 100% I agree with you. But agree with me with the fact that the person you're talking about has been ineffective for 6 years. Agree with me with the fact that in 6 years, one bill out of 248 in 6 years. If the black man, friend or foe or not, was running for office and he only got one thing done in 6 years, the conversation would be different.
That's a fact.
So yeah, when you go on your rants, when you go on your rants and want to throw this establishment around, yeah, the word establishment ain't the problem. It's everything that follows it. And when you ignore what follows it, you part of the problem. So to act like y'all ain't see, we posted it on here, me being called a coon for asking a simple question. Here we go. Guru, my point exactly. Come on now. We got potholes the size of Grand Canyons. That's a city problem. Understand the difference between city government and county government. Potholes is a city problem. That is the mayor. We'll be back after these messages.